Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Thursday, March 14th, second show of the day. Some good news for Jaguars fans to end the workday here on Thursday. Arik Armstead is signing with the Jaguars per rap sheet. The Jaguars are getting a mountainous 6'7", 290-pound defensive lineman who had spent his entire career in San Francisco. He just turned 30. Still playing at a very, very high level. Does not look like he has hit a cliff at all. Drafted by, you guessed it, Trent Baalke. I guess some of the money, or maybe all of it, that they were going to throw at Calvin Ridley is now going to Arik Armstead. And more good news, like Mitch Morse, since Armstead was released by the 49ers, he does not count towards the comp pick formula. The Jaguars aren't looking like they're going to get a 2025 comp pick unless some of their unrestricted free agents go sign elsewhere, but still good news because Mitch Morse and Arik Armstead, arguably the two best players the Jaguars have signed this offseason, do not count towards the comp pick formula. We'll be able to dive into the cap situation once we have official numbers here, but again, I would guess that this is a pretty big deal for Arik Armstead, a very talented defensive lineman, was getting paid a lot before. The 49ers wanted him to take a pay cut. He didn't want to, so they decided to move on. I think the Jaguars are probably dropping a pretty big bag on Arik Armstead, and I'm absolutely fine with that because he is just what the doctor ordered for the Jaguars' defensive front. This is an excellent, excellent, excellent move. Probably 2 to 3 years for Armstead, but regardless of the money, he is the type of defender, the type of defensive lineman that the Jaguars need right now. He has shown so much versatility throughout his career in San Francisco. I just love the move. Been a big fan of Arik Armstead's game for a very long time. And when I talk about the versatility that he brings to the football field, I mean it in multiple ways, right? He can line up on the edge and set the edge at a high level. He can play stout as an interior run defender. He can penetrate and stack pass rush moves on the interior as well, you know, create penetration. And in different roles for the 49ers throughout his time there, they haven't always had the same defense, right? He's thrived in multiple different types of defenses, multiple different roles. When they've asked him to be more of a gap-contained, stout run defender, hold the point, don't let anybody get past you, get through your gap, he can do that. When they've asked him to penetrate, create disruption in the backfield, both against the run and the pass, he has done that. He does all that at a high level and kind of adjust on the fly to what you need him to do. Move around that defensive front. He's a super explosive athlete, right? With very good length, 33-inch arms. But the way he uses his length is what's so impressive. Because at 6'7", he's able to bend and be flexible and get low, create natural leverage. And when you're 6'7" and you're able to get low, 33-inch arms, which aren't massively long, are able to really get the job done because, again, you're creating leverage and using your frame to get into the body of your opponents and get past your opponents. He's got big hands, very powerful throughout that frame. He's a Ryan Nielsen, Trent Baalke, built in a lab type of defensive lineman. Obviously, Trent Baalke drafted him in the first round about 10 years ago. But Jaguars' new defensive coordinator, Ryan Nielsen, he loves big guys that can play on the edge against the run and also kick inside, do different things for you. He loves to move his guys around the defensive front. But you talk about like guys like Cam Jordan, Calais Campbell, Arik Armstead, he fits that mold. He is that type of player. Cam Jordan is more of an edge player than those guys, than Calais Campbell and Eric Armstead. But the point is, they're big, explosive guys that can use their length, use their leverage to be stout and create penetration. That's exactly what the Jaguars needed. I do think you'll see his primary role here as a three-tech penetration-style player playing on the interior, playing next to Devon Hamilton. Those two in the middle with Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker outside in base, I love that. Or if you're in 3-4 in base, 4-3 in base, whatever it may be, I love the options you now have. But against the run, he's going to do his job. When it's third down and you got to pin your ears back, you now have someone who can really penetrate and make life easier for Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker. Now you have Roy Robertson-Harris that can be a rotational guy. That's what he should be, and now that's what he can be. And I think that that is going to, this doesn't only improve your front line, it improves your depth as well, because you're now kicking Roy Robertson-Harris down the depth chart a little bit. So huge fan of this move. Good teams have the coaching and the talent on both sides of the ball. And this move helps the defense in the talent department so much. He's also a leader, a veteran, a guy who has played in a ton of big games, a guy who has been money in the playoffs. Tons of sacks for the 49ers over the last several years in the playoffs. I think the Jaguars now have the coaching on the defensive side of the ball as well. I think they have the coaching on the offensive side of the ball. Can they figure out how to play complementary football? They really struggled with that down the stretch in 2023. Can they play complementary football? I'll tell you right now, I do think that they're a playoff team. I don't think they're the best team in their division, though.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I don't think that they're a team yet that can make like a AFC title run, or AFC title game, unless Trevor just goes absolutely nuclear. But I do like a lot of the moves they've made this offseason. Obviously, you weren't able to land Calvin Ridley. Titans scooped him out from under you. I think you'd rather him be in Tennessee than a lot of other places. Even if you're going to play him twice a year, I think you'd rather play him with Will Levis throwing him the football than CJ Stroud, right? You still need edge depth on this football team, on this defense, but this does so much for the defensive front. I just can't overstate the impact he can have for the Jaguars here with this defense, with the skill set that he brings to the table and the versatility, as I mentioned. Like I said, you still need another edge. You need another outside wide receiver, in my opinion. There's some smoke here about potentially Brandon Ayuk. Maybe a trade in the works down the road. You need another outside corner, in my opinion. You need a kicker still. You do have Riley Patterson, who, like, if you have to go into the season with him as your kicker, I don't think that's the end of the world. I don't think it's what the Jaguars want, though, either. But Yeah, there's still a couple needs here and there, but I think the Jaguars have enough pieces right now to be a good football team in 2024, to be a playoff football team. Do I think they have the pieces to get over the hump, to win more than one playoff game? I'm not sold on that yet, again, unless Trevor Lawrence just goes absolutely nuclear, which I wouldn't rule out because I think Trevor Lawrence is one of the more underrated quarterbacks in the game after what happened last season, was battling through injury. And if you look at the advanced metrics, he was playing very good football. He really was. I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, but Trevor Lawrence was playing good football, especially before the injuries really took over, and he dealt with everything from the top down, injury-wise, last year. But I do want to address something here. Because I've said I like a lot of the moves the Jaguars have made this offseason, and I do. I've seen a lot of folks talk about how I'm up and down, or the fan base in general is up and down on this roller coaster with Trent Baalke day to day. I'm really not. Like, this is a guy I've acknowledged. He's been able to make plenty of big, impressive moves in free agency throughout his time in Jacksonville. Some of them have worked, some of them have not. I think it's been easy in a lot of ways to predict which ones are going to work out. He's had some draft picks that I've loved as well. But what I can't stand about Trent Baalke, his in-house roster management, his feet dragging on big deals with good players like Josh Allen, which cost them Calvin Ridley, which now does, you know, make way for Arik Armstead, I believe. His at times lack of attention to detail in roster building, his obsession with off-ball linebackers, his inability and unwillingness to draft good receivers, consistent lack of accountability on all fronts. He'll say, oh, you can sit here and blame me, but then he'll give you reasons why you should not be blaming him, why you should be blaming the coaching. So, look, I'm still not a fan of Trent Baalke, but can I acknowledge when he makes a good move? Yeah. I love the Mitch Morris move. I love the Arik Armstead move. If Trent Baalke does change his spots in the way that he handles the roster in-house, the guys that are already here that need new deals, start signing them earlier, guys that deserve it. If he starts doing a better job at managing the roster, if he actually picks a good wide receiver on the first couple days of the draft at some point here soon, I'll start to give him more credit. But right now, I still don't think he's a very good GM. I think he's someone that has been given a lot to work with in Jacksonville from a salary cap standpoint and from a draft pick standpoint. He was gifted Trevor Lawrence. I mean, I think that that has made his job look like he's done a much better job than he has, you know, winning, having a winning record each of the last two seasons. I don't think there's any way he gets to that without lucking into the first overall pick as a general manager. But again, this was a very good move. This is the best player the Jaguars have signed this offseason, and by a wide margin, in my opinion. And they've signed some pretty good players. Mitch Morse, pretty good player. Ronald Darby, pretty good player. Darnell Savage, pretty good player. Gabe Davis, good player, right? So I like what the Jaguars have been doing a little bit. Would have liked them to be able to keep Calvin Ridley. As I said yesterday, he's not the only option they have at wide receiver. Many options moving forward. And they do have enough guys to have a functional passing offense. Christian Kirk can be your number one target getter in a functional offense. Evan Ingram can be a high-volume target getter. Gabe Davis can be pretty high volume. They still have Zay Jones. I still think they need one, but I'm sitting here telling you right now, I think they have enough to get the job done on the offensive side of the ball. I think they have enough to get the job done on defense, and they're not done yet, right? They could still be active in the trade market. They could still hit the draft hard at some of those spots that we talked about. We'll see how it all plays out, but Arik Armstead to the Jacksonville Jaguars, according to Ian Rappaport. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Y'all have a good one.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.